I wish Dad was still alive. I miss him so much. And we would still have our old house and our old school.
It must be so difficult to go through those changes. But remember, God is with you through it all. It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. Thanks for tuning in. Have you ever watched a crew of workers tearing up a road? They're breaking it up so they can build a better street or lay down new pipes and cables that the community needs. Sometimes our lives are a little like that too. God allows tough things to happen to help grow our faith in Him. James, the brother of Jesus, wrote this: "When your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow." And that's exactly what our story is all about today. It's entitled, Under Construction. "Why are we stopping?" Lucas asked as they came to a stop behind a line of cars. "Oh no," said Lucas. "We'll be late. It's bad enough being new at school, but being late and having everyone stare at me will be worse." "I'm afraid I'll be late for my job interview too," Mom said, tapping her phone. "But there's nothing we can do about it. I'll give them a call so they know." "I wish Dad was still alive," Olivia said once Mom had finished her call. "Then we'd still be living in our old house and going to our old school with all our old friends, and you wouldn't have to look for work."
"I wish that too," said Mom. "But Jesus promises to be with us through these difficult changes, and we need to trust Him."
Just then, the line of cars began moving, and they followed the car in front of them onto a bumpy gravel path. They passed workers using loud jackhammers and a huge machine digging up large chunks of asphalt.
"Why do they have to wreck a perfectly good road?" Olivia asked.
"It reminds me of our family," Lucas said glumly. "Everything's broken and torn up."
"It does feel like that," said Mom. "But think about this. The people in charge at City Hall have plans for this road. They're allowing it to be broken up and worked on because they know that after the construction is finished, it will be better. And Jesus has plans for our lives. He's leading us through a very difficult time, but it's often during times of sorrow and hardship that we get to know Him better and become more like Him."
"But I don't see why He'd take Dad from us," Olivia said sadly.
"I don't either," said Mom. "But I do know that He understands what we're going through because He experienced suffering and death when He came to save us. He's always with us, and we can trust Him to help us rebuild our lives." She smiled in the rearview mirror. "Will you trust Him with me?" Olivia and Lucas looked back at her and nodded.
Well, how about you? Is it hard to believe anything good can come from the disappointment or pain that you're going through? Road construction makes a better road. Remodeling results in a better building. And trusting Jesus in difficult times leads to a stronger faith. Remember that He's always with you and will use hard times in your life to make you stronger, wiser, more patient, and more compassionate. More like Him. Our key verse is James 1:3.
You know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow.
And our key thought for today, trust Jesus in difficulty.
Hey, Zach, when we sin and ask Jesus for forgiveness and then sin again, does Jesus still forgive us?
Hi, Anatalia. Jesus loves us very much, and He understands that we make mistakes. When we sin and ask Jesus for forgiveness, He promises to forgive us. Remember, Jesus knows our hearts. He understands when we're truly sorry. So even if we make the same mistake again, He's still ready to forgive us because His love and grace are endless. However, it's important to remember that Jesus wants us to try our best to turn away from sin. He helps us grow and change through the Holy Spirit. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.